The way I roll is mobilize and move people to action now. I'm not in a liberal box. I'm not in a conservative box. No excuses after that. I don't even have a box. I'm just rolling. That's how I talk. God knows it. I'm just straight.
You are listening to Roland S. Martin, Unfiltered.
On the phone right now, good friend of the radio program, good friend of mine with some distinct insight into the whole situation. Roland S. Martin. Roland, our worst fears confirmed. George Zimmerman found not guilty.
Well, like I said previously, Doc, it was always an uphill battle because the Sanford Police Department did a horrible investigation at the outset. So that made it difficult. But also, I think what we have to understand is that you clearly have a world that does not value black life. And so when you had Trayvon Martin more on trial than George Zimmerman, when people acted as if that a guy could label a young man a suspect for no reason at all, follow him, stalk him, get out of his car, told not to pursue, and then people say, well, Zimmerman had a right to defend himself. He was the one who provoked the entire circumstance.
Correct.
Here's the most important thing for me. This generation needs to look at this case as if Emmett Till. And what I mean by that is, it's not a question of what you're comparing the two. So you had a young black man, August 28th, 1955, who was lynched because he supposedly whistled at a white woman in a store. Here you have a case of a young man who went to the store to buy some tea and some Skittles. He ends up dead. This generation should rise up and stand up and be angry and take that fire, fury, rage, and bitterness and take that and put it into action where they begin to say they're going to mobilize and organize. Not just when it comes to voting, but when it comes to combating stand your ground laws, when it comes to appearing before state hearings, when it comes to putting pressure and calling on their white counterparts, Hispanic counterparts, to stand with them for social justice. This should be a moment that transformed this generation into a movement.
Right. We're talking to Roland S. Martin. Now, Roland, I read an article where it says basically what the jurors decided is that Zimmerman didn't, quote, intentionally commit an act or acts that caused death or demonstrate a depraved mind without regard for human life. I don't understand how he didn't intentionally commit an act or acts that caused death, because he did.
Yeah, first of all, let's just be honest. You know, when you have short dudes who walk around with guns, that gun gives them power. And we know how the game works. And so you do things when you have a gun that you ordinarily wouldn't do if you didn't have a gun.
Right.
And so here you had a guy who was empowered because he figured, you know, I got this gun. I'm a wannabe cop, and I can walk around. Neighborhood watch means watch. And so if he sat there and saw Trayvon and he was looking into cars and looking into houses, it's a whole different deal. But it wasn't. And so here you had a vigilante. That's what you had. And so at the end of the day, people can get mad all they want to. But the bottom line is, yes, the jury has rendered a verdict. We don't have to accept that verdict. And I think the family should pursue charges with the DOJ. The family should also pursue a civil suit.
Ultimately, do you think, you know, because the police didn't do necessarily the best job, because they weren't even going to press charges in the first place,
No.
Do you think that will ultimately be the demise of any other further action?
Not necessarily, because, again, the ability to make a decision, in a civil case is not the same as it is in a criminal. In a civil court, civil case is a lot different than it is in a criminal case. But here's the problem. The problem is the prosecution allowed stand your ground to be placed into the jury instructions. So if Zimmerman, if it is determined that if a family tries to go after Zimmerman in a civil case, and they say, no, he was covered under stand your ground, the Florida law says that in under stand your ground, you have immunity from any legal action.
Wow.
And to make matters worse, then the family could very well have to pay his legal fees if they go after him and he has immunity. That's the other problem. And so it hasn't been determined whether or not that is the case, but that is a possibility. But again, when people say that the family should just accept this, look, the legal system says you have a criminal case, you can pursue potential federal civil rights violations, and you have a civil case. Now, Ron Goldman was fine suing O.J. in civil court. Why in hell is it okay for Trayvon Martin's family to sue George Zimmerman in civil court?
Right. I agree. I agree wholeheartedly.
So the legal aspects of the case have not ended. Again, the criminal proceeding is simply one of them.
Okay. Roland Martin, as always, we appreciate your insight into this particular matter. When and should this continue, we'll be looking forward to hearing from you again, Roland.
Anytime, Doc. If all the folks out there, look, they follow us on Twitter, Roland S. Martin.
Yes, indeed. Shout out to my man, Roland Martin. Again, we're talking about the George Zimmerman verdict. Lots of people upset.
My role is mobilize and move people to action now. I'm not in a liberal box. I'm not in a conservative box. No excuses after that. I don't even have a box. I'm just Roland. That's how I talk. God knows it. I'm just straight.
You are listening to Roland S. Martin, Unfiltered.